Charity of the Week.
Our charity of the week this week, definitely a charity close to my heart. I have been involved with many events that have taken place in this fabulous venue, and also it's around the corner from where I live. So I love going to this venue. Dave McLean, finding out a little bit more about the Centenary Centre in Peel. You've been involved from the very inception. What do you remember about those very early days, apart from, as you said earlier this week, putting licks of paint on the walls?
Well, the things that I remember most really is how amateurish we were. Like the first show that we ever did, and apart from the opening show, which was brilliant actually, that was all local talent, but the first show that we ever did, I fancied myself as a bit of a promoter. So I don't know where I got this lady from, but her name was Penelope Swales. She was Australian, and for some reason she sort of dressed up as a sort of a monkey, and I have no idea why. We've still got the poster up there in the green room. From then on, it was all right. It wasn't brilliant, but it was a reasonable night. And from then onwards, I seem to be bombarded by all sorts of Australian singers all wanting to come over. So that was my sort of first stab at promoting. It was just so different, really, in those days. It was really, basically, we were at a church hall, mm-hmm. And we had some plastic chairs. Still had 200, actually, 200 chairs. So we still had that capacity. The first good thing that I remember doing was Eric Bibb.
Oh, yes.
And
what a legend.
Was April 2004. So that was sort of 6 months in. And I remember one of the volunteers, who I won't mention the name, said, "Well, who is this guy? He seems to be costing an awful lot of money." And I said, "Well, you should, come along and have a listen." And afterwards he came up to me and said, "Yeah, I see what you mean."
Exactly. And those are the days as well. There used to be some fabulous after-show parties, didn't there?
There was. Well, the party I always remember, really, I didn't have too much to do with the centre, really, apart from the fact that dear Andy Kershaw, bless him, who, of course, has just recently passed away, had got Robert Plant over. And I'd organised the Angel Brothers, was a band who I managed to find, and they came over to play at the centre. And they, in those days, Lizzie and I used to put up all the bands in our house because we couldn't afford anything else. So the Angel Brothers were staying in our house, and it happened to be my birthday. And I thought, maybe I'll have a bit of a party. And it was also the same time that Robert Plant was over. So I organised this party, and Andy Kershaw knew about it. And he phoned me up on the day, and he said, "Is it all right if I bring Robert Plant and the band to the party?" I said, "Well, I don't know. Maybe. Of course you can." So the party was doing okay, but it was sort of, like most parties. It was probably about 1 o'clock, and it was sort of dying off. Anyway, there's a knock on the door, and there's Andy Kershaw with the band. And all of a sudden, it was like the energy level in the house just sort of changed completely. And then we stayed up all night. And, we had the most wonderful time. The Angel Brothers couldn't believe how wonderful it was. They'd had a nice gig at the Centenary Centre and then come back for a party. And one of the funniest things was another volunteer at the Centenary Centre, who, again, I won't say who it was, comes up to me and said, "Who is this Rubber Plant then?"
Rubber Plant. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we won't reveal who that was, definitely. The Angel Brothers must have thought, "Who is this Dave McLean? He's got Robert Plant coming to his party."
Well, I must admit, I dined out on that. Well, I have ever since, to be honest. It's never happened again and never will, but it was certainly a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And since those early days as well, you've had some extraordinary acts come and play from all over the world. How do you, as a promoter, when you're doing that side of things, how do you convince some of these acts to come from all the four corners of the world to come and play in a little place
in
Peel?
We have, gained a bit of a reputation as a place who particularly look after people well. And in a way, it's not particularly because of who we are, it's more where we are, because we obviously have to go and pick these people up from the airport. Normally the band would just sort of drive up in a car and would do the gig and then they go home. But of course, it's totally different here because they come either by car, by ferry or by air. And so effectively, we look after them for at least 24 hours. And I mean, I absolutely love it, you know. It's, for me, that's the big payoff, you know, getting to spend, you know, sort of hours chatting about music to, mm-hmm. to these people. And though having said that, some of the funniest things are some of the bands, as you say, from all over the world who who couldn't speak a word of English. And one of the best examples of that was this guy called Baseku Kuyate, who's from Mali, and probably, for my money, the best night we ever had at the centre. Baseku Kuyate is now a worldwide star, but at the time when he came over, which would have been probably about 2006, 2007, something like that, he wasn't particularly well known, so we could just about afford him. He came over with his French agent, a lovely lady, who I'm still in touch with, actually. So the band turn up. They don't speak a word of English, so they don't really know where they are. And, you know, so my French isn't brilliant, because they all speak French coming from Mali. One of them said, Ouenou, or whatever. And I said, L'Ile de Man. But obviously my accent was so awful because he thought I'd said Alleman. So he thought they thought they were in Germany.
Just let them believe that. It's fine. I mean, they weren't going to speak German anyway, were they?
But it was such a great night.
Oh, yeah. And this is the thing. So many memories you've created in that place. You must be so proud of it. But I think one of the wonderful things about it as well is how it's changed the community in Peel. Because what you've created there is so special for the entire town, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is certainly not down to me. But I mean, I don't say this lightly. I really am just a cog. But I mean, over the years, we've done all sorts of things, and you know, the community events are just as important as bringing these bands over. I suppose, and also, of course, the Centenary Centre is only in Peel. I mean, we have the Erin Arts Centre in Port Erin. We've got the Laxey Institute. So there are other people who are doing great things as well. You know, sort of the Erin Arts Centre is really busy now. John Barker at Laxey is doing some great things. So, I mean, you know, I think we'll try and sort of find our own little sort of niche and, you know, but, I mean, all get on really well together.
And like you say, you've got everything from these international acts who come over. And it's not just music, obviously. You know, you have all manner of different artists come over. But then also you can hire out the little rooms. You have people doing yoga in there. You have, as you mentioned, the young musicians from Manor Music. You have all sorts of things on the go there, don't you?
Well, what's important to me particularly is having things for young people. It's always been so from day one, I always wanted to try and encourage young people. And if, for example, the Rock Project, for example, on Monday night is absolutely great. You know, I just love going there and seeing Dave Rolls and his other tutors teaching children to be in bands. And it's just wonderful. That to me is much more fulfilling than pretty well anything else.
And so lovely for you as well, because of course your entire family is musical, isn't it? And your family sort of come up through the Centenary Centre as well.
Yeah, yeah. Jack, my grandson, you know, certainly. And Catherine, my granddaughter. And Lizzie's been so important to the centre because, I mean, she never ever gets any praise, but she really should because, as I said, back in the early days, she looked after all the bands that we couldn't have afforded to put up. She still does all sorts of things for me, like, you know, sort of helping me out with the diary and everything. So bless her.
And you know what? It is a testament to the people involved that you have this group who will regularly turn up, as you've mentioned, for nothing. You know, it's all volunteers, and they give so much of their time. I mean, I'm thinking of the guys who do Sound and Lightning have been there for years, and they give up their Fridays, their Saturdays, you know, sort of sometimes several nights in a row. All on volunteers.
We would be absolutely stuck without Mark and Mick and Alex. And Mark, our sound engineer, as you say, he's been doing it since 2009, I think. I had a car accident and Mark took over from me, and you know, he's been doing the sound ever since. And as you say, I mean, he's got three children, he's got an incredibly stressful job, but he still gives up his time. Mick O'Neill, our stage manager and lighting guy, Mick's been doing it as well about the same sort of time. Mick's just recently moved to Mackle, so he obviously couldn't get any further away from the centre. So, but bless him, he's still coming. He actually works on the MER now, so we have to, he can only come in when his shifts allow. But Mick still turns up, and Alex Beavis is our other lighting guy as well from Glenmay. We're so lucky to have these guys because we couldn't afford to do these shows without them.
And they're first class as well. I mean, the feedback that you get from artists after the event, and they say that the sound was excellent, the lighting was excellent, the atmosphere was excellent.
Well, they're, you know, these guys are professionals, you know, that we have. I mean, I've just this morning been talking about bringing Levan Dunor back to the island from Quebec. Technically, it's very, very complicated, but, you know, Mark handles it without a murmur.
Incredible, isn't it? Yeah. You say technically it's very complicated. You mentioned bringing someone over from Quebec. As I've said, you've brought artists from all over the world, especially when you're doing the festival, the Our Island, Our World Festival. Yeah. I mean, it's not without its challenges, is it, bringing acts like that to the Isle of Man?
No, it is a challenge sometimes. But the funny thing, do you know, looking back, we've only ever cancelled one concert. By and large, we don't seem to have any problem with the flights and ferries, which is surprising, really, when you think about it. I'm trying. One thing I do remember actually, Fairport Convention. Now, when Fairport Convention came, they were coming on the Haitian ferry, which, as you know, arrives at about 6 o'clock. We weren't actually promoting it. It was Jono. He brought them over, and I thought, well, this is leaving it a bit tight, Jono, isn't it? And he said, but Anglin Buttermore did the sound for that particular show. And anyway, we'd got this stage plan. You know, the band sends you a plan of where they want all the amplifiers and what have you on the stage. So we'd had this stage plan. So we thought, well, it'll be tight, but we're probably manageable. So we set everything up. They turn up and they said, oh, that's last year's stage plan. So we had to take everything apart and redo it again. The show started on time, I think, about 8 o'clock.
Gosh, that's incredible. Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned some extraordinary names already for people that have been over and played at the venue. How do you go about choosing the acts? And I know, as you said, sometimes you're promoting, sometimes it's hired out to other people. But when you are choosing the acts, how do you go about deciding?
When I'm choosing, I go to a lot of festivals to start with, so I do tend to see an awful lot of people. For example, Eric Bibb. Lizzie was a huge fan of his, so I knew about Eric. Baseku, I heard of from Andy Kershaw, actually, when he was here, so he told me about that. I get tips from all sorts of people. I get a lot of magazines. I spend a lot of time. I've never, ever booked anybody without seeing them live in some way, even if it's only YouTube clips live. I mean, I would never dream of booking somebody on the basis of their album, which, you know, as you know, you can make an album sound however you like, but so I need to see them live. But yeah, we go to a lot of music festivals, and that's usually where I see them. I'm off to Africa Oye in a couple of months, so that'll be lovely.
Oh my goodness, you'll come back with a list of people you want to bring over.
Oh, certainly will.
You?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I mean, I should ask then, is there anyone that you've yet to been able to get over here that you'd really like to get? Who's on your wish list?
On my wish list? Well, for my birthday, Lizzie's taken me to London. We're going to go and see a band in the jazz cafe called Ghost Note. I'd love to get Ghost Note over. We don't do enough jazz. And they're sort of like a funk, jazz, hip-hop band. And that'd be fabulous.
Oh, well, there you go. You've put it out there now. So maybe, yeah. You never know, it might happen. We should also give a shout out as well to the likes of the amateur dramatic groups that come and do performances there as well, because it's theatre as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, indeed. I mean, our major contributor from our to our funds is the Peel Pantaloons, who obviously do their Christmas panto and an adult panto. The money that they provide pays for a good percentage of our insurance, which has doubled in the last 5 years. So, you know, it's a challenge. We've already mentioned Solon, the new theatre group. And Jules Morrison has just arrived back on the island. Now, Jules, I remember she did about 30 shows when she was living on the island before. And they were wonderful. They're all shows like Brud Brothers, Annie of Green Gables, I remember. Lots of those sorts of shows. Jules is back on the island, and I'm going to try and tempt her back.
Well, that would be amazing. Again, you've put it out there now, so Jules has to come back.
Done.
It's got to happen. And also, of course, you have the Films in Peel as well.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Run by Vicky Gillings and our chairperson, Rosemary. And that's been really successful. They've actually, this year, I think Rosemary told me that they'd actually made £800 profit. I mean, we don't do these shows to make a profit, but obviously it all helps if we do. And the films have been really well supported the last season. We'll be starting again in September.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what? There's so much that happens in your centre. It's incredible. I mean, you must look back on it and think of those early days when you're there with your paintbrush and getting all those people to help out and create this thing. It has become something really special, hasn't it?
Well, somebody was telling me, thinking about, do I look back and sort of think, what, you know, when we started, how did I think it was going to go? And I mean, I honestly don't think I ever thought that. I don't even think I thought it was going to last 5 years or something like that. I think we were, as I said, we were so amateurish that I think we just did it day by day and didn't even think about the future. But, you know, it's here we are 23 years further on. And, you know, here's to the next 23 years. You know, it would be lovely if I could find some people to start taking over from me, because I shall be 75 in a month. And, you know, I mean, I absolutely adore what I do, and it's a privilege to still be part of it. But, you know, I'd like to start the succession process. So if you know anyone, we would love to talk to them.
Well, do you know, then let's put it out there. So if there is someone who's listening who either thinks they might want to be involved with the Centenary Centre, or they might want to hire the Centenary Centre, or they just want to find out what you've got going on, how do they do that?
Just come get on, either send us an email at enquiries@centenarycentre.com. Phone me up, 411-862. Come and see us, as I said, on a Monday morning, and have a cup of coffee with us. I'd be happy to show anybody around the centre who was interested. We're always keen to have new volunteers, so get in touch.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.